Good morning. I'm not going to give the date anymore because we're studying principles that reveal that time shall be no more. And the only reason I started giving that date was because people like to know the very latest talk and all that. So I gave them some dates for a while, but after this, you'll have to figure it out. Now, I will give you a hint. This is chapter 3 in this book we're studying, The Healing Seminars, Kauai 1989 and Chicago 1990 by Herb Fitch. And we come to chapter 3, or tape number 3, which is called Hard Sayings. You remember that scripture? Hard sayings, they're sweet on the lips, but bitter in the belly, or something like that. Okay, in an effort to be accurate, it comes from Revelation. And I went unto the angel, and said unto him, Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it, and eat it up. It shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. So, that is the scripture. So these are hard sayings. He begins with this tape series in preparation for the Chicago Healing Seminar next Easter is called New Dimensions in Healing. And after I read that, I realized we gave the wrong name to this book. It should have been called New Dimensions in Healing. And one of our friends in the group is editing these talks. And maybe I'll discontinue this one and start another one called New Dimensions in Healing. I don't know yet. Okay. And today I believe you will hear about healing truths which rarely are taught to students anywhere in the world. For one thing, spiritual healing never can be taught to a material consciousness. Only spiritual students are prepared to understand fourth dimensional healing truth. Christ healing is revolutionary, and to fulfill our responsibility as servants of the Most High, we are compelled to follow the Master. We are bringing these hard sayings into our daily healing work. He says, one key truth that mankind has managed to overlook for over 5,000 years is that God is all. And to that, we must now add a second truth. And that is the important truth we wish to discuss. God is immortal. Now, where does that leave you? It leads to another amazing truth, because God is immortal and God is all. You're not going to like this next bit. There are no mortals on this earth. That means you have no husband, no wife, no children, no grandchildren, no parents, no siblings. Truly, he says, it is foolhardy to believe that a spiritual healer can live in a mortal body of matter and can be a channel for spiritual healing. If you have not known before, realize now that the extraordinary healing miracles of Jesus were only possible because he had learned how to unlock the infinite power of the immortal Christ of his own eternal being. This immortal Christ in you can heal the universe, and you can learn how to release this same Christ and all its power to the world when you learn to follow the hard sayings of the Master. And the first one is, sell all thou hast. Ah, what did the Master mean by that statement? Was he advocating that we walk around in sackcloth? His very close friend Lazarus was a wealthy man. And what did Lazarus sell before he walked out of a tomb in a new spiritual body? Lazarus did what every disciple of the Master learned to do. He sold his mortality. He surrendered his concept of mortal flesh. He accepted his immortal self as the only self that he was. Now, this is a hard saying, because if there are no mortals on earth, then you have to learn how to love the one in the many, instead of the many in the one. I learned this a long, long time ago, and the price was pretty heavy. I learned that I would never be able to have a normal human relationship again. But the jewel at the bottom of all that, when I uncovered it, was that I would never be alone again. This wonderful presence that I call Father or Christ or the I within, this wonderful presence is with me always, even after the end of this world, even after you sell your mortality. And so I didn't lose anything, because I continued to, well, I've been married now for 33 years. And I love her, and she loves me, but we both have placed God first. And so I love the presence within her, and she loves the presence within me. And when you love that presence, you can never, ever, ever be alone again. If you're sitting in the middle of a forest with no animals or no people around, that presence will be with you. I have been up in a jet at 30,000 feet and felt that presence. I have been in the middle of a movie theater watching a Star Wars movie and felt that presence. I have even been asleep and felt that presence. So you're never alone again, ever. But it's a hard saying, because you have to sell your mortality and the mortality of those around you. He sold his mortality, Lazarus. He surrendered his concept of mortal flesh. He accepted his immortal self as the only self that he was. Lay down your life so that you may pick it up again, said the Master. And Lazarus did just that. He laid down his mortal concept of self, picked up his immortal life, just as each one of us on the spiritual path is learning to do. Now you must admit, that is a hard saying. And the pity of it is that because mortals have been afraid of that hard saying, they have gone through the illusion of dying on battlefields, suffering the tortures of the damned, with crippling diseases that have no divine creator and exist only in the hypnotized mortal mind. The belief that man is mortal is the hypnosis, and from this erroneous belief evolves the equally erroneous belief in mortal problems, mortal diseases, and disabling mortal sickness. The entire inventory of mortal illusions that culminate in mortal death. So, he says, the first shock is over. We have learned there are no mortals on this earth. Immortal God created only immortal man. Mortals do not exist. And Joel will tell you over and over and over in his works that what you see in the mirror is not what you are. You are not that immortal, you are not that mortal reflection. You are an immortal, invisible, incorporeal being. And when you love that appearing as your spouse, child, grandchild, parents, or siblings, not only do you find that you are never alone again, but the immortal part of them that you're sensing is lifted up. And this truth is so breathtaking, so essential to your realization of identity, so vital to your healing work, and to the fulfillment of your eternal life, that Spirit commands you to pause right here to reach a higher understanding of who you are, and to look beyond the mortal tomb of flesh that you have naively accepted as your body. Rest in the quiet for a moment. Find the incorporeality of yourself, the you without a physical form. Let your spirit rest there as you live in your incorporeal being. Do it now. Find the incorporeality of your being and rest there. This is one of the greatest secrets taught on earth by Christ Jesus, unknown to most of Christendom. He was not resurrected. The purpose of his demonstration is still unrealized. In one of the most remarkable teachings ever given to the human race, he demonstrated the illusion of mortality. He had one body, and it was not the body that men saw. He had one life, and it was not contained in that mortal body. And when the illusion of a mortal body was removed by crucifixion, the immortal body and the immortal life remained untouched by death, because it was one with God, unseparated from God, and that immortal body and that immortal life is the divine body and the divine life that you have now. Rest in that beautiful truth. He showed that it is possible to stand in your immortal body while the mortal body, the person that the person that men see, that mortal body can be put to death. And if you're standing in your immortal body at the moment of passing, you don't pass. You're outside of that mortal mind, and you're standing in your own incorporeality. And where is there to pass to? The only place to pass to is what Christ showed us, into our one immortal body. And we do that before we leave here, or before the body is laid down. We stand in our own incorporeality, and we are not a part of that passing. The day must come, and the day is now, when you declare your divine sonship by surrendering your false sense of a mortal body containing a mortal life, and accept immortal body, immortal life as your real self, your only self, your undying self. The next hard saying is, follow me. Oh, what a hard saying, he says, because me is the immortal Christ saying, follow me, out of your false mortality into your God-given immortal life, your God-given immortal body. And you do it on this earth, as I have done it. Sell all thou hast, lay down your mortal life, that you may pick up your immortal life now, as your mortality is surrendered and released. Your mortal problems will go with it. Sickness, disease, every appearance of imperfection is part of the one immortal illusion. Now I realize that none of this is easy. That's why they're hard sayings. You think, oh, this is wonderful. I'm immortal, incorporeal, spiritual. This is a spiritual universe. And that's the taste of honey in your mouth. And then you realize, oh my God, everything I thought I was, I have to sell that. First, I do it in my meditation. For Joel, one of the scriptures that came to him, that clung to him for 2 years or more, was, my kingdom is not of this world. And another, cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils. That's a hard saying right there, isn't it? That's two hard sayings. If you're going to cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils, you're going to have to sell all that thou hast, all that thou art, all that thou think thou art. And so we start in our meditations. Maybe we're hearing this for the first time. Oh, it's been said, I guarantee you. But maybe we're hearing it for the first time. And maybe we're serious about this. How do I sell my mortality? Well, he says, where did he say it? He said, it is surrendered and released. And so in your meditation, you might try I release all of my mortality. This is a mirage. I am not that person in the mirror. This is a series of mental images that started when I was in a crib and I became hungry and I couldn't do anything about it, so I cried, and my mother picked me up and fed me and held me close, and I learned that there was good and there was evil. The evil was being hungry, or maybe being wet and miserable. The good was being cuddled and fed and dried off, changed. And it started right there. Actually, it started before that, but we'll go with that. And now, reaching all the way back there, all the way to the present, all of that is a mirage. It never happened. Because there's another kingdom. A kingdom where there are no opposites. There is only one. And he'll tell you pretty soon that only God is happening. So I sit down in my meditation and I realize all of that is a mortal dream. Mental images, universal. And so I'm not going to have that guy meditate. I'm going to lay that down. Surrender it and release it. Now, Christ, that I within me, closer than breathing, take over this meditation. And then I'm going to stop. And if I persist at this type of silence, that inner Christ will take over. I may see something, a vision. I may catch a scripture that opens up to me like it never has before. I may feel a marvelous, wondrous, loving presence. There are people who even smell flowers. I've smelled incense before and there isn't any. There's none around burning. When you know that you've turned your mortality over and allowed immortality to come in and meditate, then you're making a very fine beginning of dwelling in your own immortality. Be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. What does it mean? It means be immortal like your father now. Do you feel the inner rhythm of your immortality? Can you feel the reality of a body that you cannot see? Your immortal body? That is God's gift to you, your invisible body of eternal life, the body that was yours before birth. Eternal, unconditioned, perfect, forever. A body that is everywhere now. You have a body of infinite spirit. And one of these meditations, when you invite the Christ to come in, it no longer stands at the door and knocks. It moves in and reveals your own immortal, incorporeal, infinite, omnipresent self. Everlasting. And you see it, you feel it. Wow. And you want to tell somebody about it, but of course you can't. Well, you can, but they won't understand it. If you have a teacher, you can tell your teacher, because he'll handle that pearl, or she'll handle that pearl with grace and dignity, and look at how beautiful it is and hand it back. You have a body of infinite spirit which lives now in the invisible kingdom of one infinite self. This immortal body, which exists before Abraham, meaning before the appearance of your mortality, before the world illusion, is your eternal life body. This is the lesson you will find yourself returning to very frequently. This is the lesson your soul will call to your attention repeatedly. You see, my friends, this is why we're here. We're not here to make thousands of dollars and buy houses and cars and relax into a false security. We're not even here to provide for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. We're not here to donate a lot of money to build a new wing on the library or a new building for the Elks Club or the Shriners. We're not here even to learn about truth. Learning about truth is only a step toward what we're here to do. We are here on earth to die out of a mortal existence and to begin tasting, sensing, feeling our own immortality. We're here to sell all of mortality and step into another dimension, a dimension called eternal life, immortal life, everlasting life. And we're here to do that before the mortal runs out of days. And that's what we're here for. And this is very tricky because he calls it healing techniques. He calls it hard sayings. But if you learn these healing techniques, you'll also learn your own immortality and be standing in it. So it's rather tricky. It tricks you into saying, well, I'd like to learn how to heal. Well, the way you learn how to heal is by laying down your mortality. And then the Christ comes forward and Christ heals. You never learn how to heal. You learn how to behold. You learn how to bear witness. You learn how to observe. Who is your patient? Who is your real patient? Now let's remove the mortality of your patient. No mortal is sitting before you. There are no mortals on earth. This is where you make or break your case. Immortal God is appearing to your mind as a visible mortal male or mortal female. But the invisible Son of God sits before you. The one immortal self is appearing to your senses in a material form because you do not have spiritual vision. Yes, that is why if you begin your meditations by letting Christ take over, by letting Spirit take over, then you will have spiritual vision. And he says, now look once more, not with your eyes, but with your soul. Look at the spiritual reality concealed by the senses, and you will discover who your patient is. Are you ready? All right. Who is your patient? The answer is, you are your patient. Every patient coming to you is you. I am your patient. The I of you stands before you, the infinite I. And so in your meditation, as you allow Spirit to flow in, it lifts you out of your mortality, and you sense, you feel, you spiritually sense one immortal body, one immortal self. Then when someone calls you for healing, you know there are no mortals on earth. This, again, is the one immortal self asking you for recognition. And so you go within, you set aside or let go or surrender mortality, and you stand stock still. I am the way. And you rest there. And you let I take over. The same body that remained alive when the illusory material body of Jesus was crucified. I am the Christ body, the Holy One of Israel. And when you have faith that I am the Christ of your patient and of you, one forever, then you will have the secret of spiritual healing. Then you will bear witness to the truth of God in every man. And the miracle of grace will reward thee openly. The identity of all is I, the perfect self of God. The real identity of your patient needs no healing. But rarely will your patient be aware of his real identity. He will be asleep in a material sense of mind and body. And so your job as the healer is to lift him to his true self and to prove that God is the self of all. You see, the work you do on yourself is to lay down mortality and lift up the immortal I to such an extent that you feel it. You sense it through spiritual discernment. You discern the immortal self. And your work with others is to lay down mortality and to close your eyes and sense the immortal self. The work is the same. You are not healing bones or muscle or tissue. You are restoring your patient to his divine self. So you see, once you feel this in your meditation, it's a lot easier to feel it about your patient because you will know the one self. And you should be able to close your eyes most of the time and feel that. Connect with that. Lift yourself into that. Or, if you prefer, in the silence, it will descend into you. You are restoring your patient to his divine self, taking him out of the belief in a mental created image called body, out of the belief of material flesh. And your secret method is not the words you speak, but it is your recognition within of his immortal life and his immortal body, which are unseparated from your immortal life and your immortal body. Take it all the way to that, for God is the eye of you and of him. And that eye in the midst of you and your patient is the invisible divine substance of him and you, or her and you. Your realization of the one indwelling self of you is the trigger. As you abide in that realization, your consciousness will expand and rise, and not by might, not by power, spirit itself will pull the trigger with truth to explode the myth of mortal man, mortal matter, and to dissolve the mirage, and to reveal the underlying perfection that never left your patient. You see that? Begin with yourself, and once you begin to sense it, feel it, discern it, your immortal body, your immortal self, then you're able to go into meditation and see the same immortal self where the patient appears. Our sense mind completes the mirage by looking out at the one undivided, infinite, immortal self and seeing millions of mortals separated and finite, individual mortal bodies, individual lives. This imitation of reality called human life denies the perfect power and harmony of God's spiritual creation. You are a healer and an infinite way student of spiritual truth. You must constantly know that anything less than perfection is hypnosis, because imperfection is impossible in spiritual reality. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. In the silence, let your soul recapitulate who you are. You see, you let your soul. You don't do it. You don't think it into existence. You let your soul take over. In the silence, let your soul recapitulate who you are, who your patient is, and the opportunity you have to prove that everyone coming to you for help is God invisible in a perfect immortal body, living a perfect eternal immortal life, and then live with that pure truth. The fruits you reap are beyond measure. Stay with the silence. Let the glory of your own spirit fill your universe with its magical substance. Feel the pulsing spiritual life that animates all who walk this earth, and know that that spiritual life will never depart, We are immortals in an immortal universe, and the one immortal that we are is God itself, for I and the Father are one. Remember, every hard saying is a teaching to open your soul to your own eternal, immortal reality. I don't know why, but it looks like we might run over a little bit. He says, until the hard sayings have done their work in your consciousness, you probably have never really tried to live in your body of life instead of your body of death. Mortals accept the cycle of life and death. So they spend lifespans after lifespans living in mortal bodies that must die. If you reverse the scale of evolution and return to your source, you would find that in the beginning you were immortal. What we are learning now is the revolutionary truth that what you were in the beginning is what you are now. The I of you has never changed. You are still immortal, and you always will be. But that does you no good when you're standing in line at the grocery store, and someone behind you has a coughing fit, and your mind says, oh my God, is that COVID? Well, there goes immortality right out the window. This is why we have to practice until we can feel it. It does no good to know what we just read. You are still immortal and you always will be. That's fine and dandy. We could repeat that over and over, maybe get a quiet ourselves down, I guess. But we have to actually feel our own immortality. We have to know it aright. And that takes place as it reveals itself to you, as you behold it, as it opens up to you in your consciousness, in your silence. Over and over, Joel told us to be beholders, and we said, oh, isn't that beautiful? It's an actual experience that we must have. Before Abraham was, I am. I always like that because it doesn't say before Abraham was, I was. It says before Abraham was, I am. And so I am is there right now. And even unto the end of the world, I am right now. And your immortal self stretches to infinity in both directions. In one breathtaking sweep, Christ revealed that before physical man was, spirit is. Before mortality was, immortality is. In other words, the Christ, pure spirit of God, is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. God does not evolve. Spirit is perfect and changeless forever. Well, if God does not evolve, then either do we. Neither do we. Neither do we. Christ Jesus found his body of life, his eternal body, and his eternal life, not by physical evolution, but by awakening from the dream of physical evolution. Do you see that? He asks. By moving from the body of illusion, which dies, to the body of reality, which lives. Choose ye this day, God or Mammon. You will never become that immortal self. You either accept it as your reality now, or you continue living in a false mortal sense, a false body, until your mortal lifespan runs out. Mammon is that mortal body of death. God is the immortal body of life, eternal. In the silence, let Spirit provide the inspiration and confidence we need for the dawn of a new awakening in consciousness. As our souls open to the inner Christ above your mind, above this mental world in which men live, are three levels of consciousness. They are called the three heavens. The third heaven is your eternal Christ. The second heaven is your immortal spirit. The first heaven is your immortal soul. These three heavens above the mental world constitute the fullness of your immortality. Keep your conversation in heaven. Mankind has not heeded that hard saying. Our mental world keeps us earthbound, buried in the tomb of mortal flesh. Your high levels of healing work will begin when you realize your own immortality. For only then can you realize the immortality of your patient. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You are now standing on the threshold between material consciousness, mortal consciousness, and immortal consciousness, between humanhood and sonship, and you must ask yourself, is the Son of God mortal? Lean not, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Mortals love the world, and they seem to die, because this world is our mortal imitation of the kingdom. The world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. When you cross over from mortality to immortality without dying, you are doing divine will. That is what we are here for. You are accepting immortal God as your Father here and now. And that crossing over, that transformation in consciousness, is your spiritual rebirth. The mission of Christ Jesus, pure and simple, is to lead mankind away from death to life, from mortality to immortality. Turn ye and live. How perfectly clear. Every word of Spirit rings with new meaning. Turn from death to life. Turn from mortality to immortality. From matter that dies to spirit that lives. Lazarus, a wealthy man, made the transition in consciousness and walked out of a material tomb in his immortal body. Peter made the same transition, walking out of prison. And there be some among you now who will never see death, because the immortal Son of God realized is your life eternal. Everything you have learned is to prepare you for rebirth. From the world mind to your divine soul, from the body of death to the body of life. The disciples transcended to their immortal bodies and followed Christ Jesus to the three heavens. And today some of us are ready to embark on that same exciting journey in consciousness. Let us break the hypnotism by awakening from the dream that God made suffering bodies, that God made bodies that grow old and deteriorate. I have never seen your body, and you have never seen mine. We live in one invisible body, which never knows pain, suffering, or age. We are ageless, eternal life substance, permanently alive. We have no place to lay our heads because we are incorporeal. We are spirit. We do not live inside the illusion of mortal flesh. We have no finite form. We are the invisible temple of God. God is the immortal substance of the universe, and anything that is not immortal is unreal. And once you touch your own immortal body, you will know. Anything that you see, hear, taste, touch, or smell, if it's not immortal, it's a mirage. But remember, I have to remind you of this again and again. No illusion is ever externalized, so you're not going to take a world out here and shove it aside and say it's all illusion. So anything that is not immortal is unreal. So this that I see, hear, taste, touch, or smell is unreal. And it's inside. It's not outside. There is no outside. Get that once and for all. You are walking in your consciousness. And so these people that present themselves to you are mirage. It's a mirage being projected inside your consciousness. The universal mind, not God's mind, but the world mind, is projecting inside of your consciousness this mirage. Now, what are you going to do about it? Well, if you can see it, hear it, taste it, touch it, or smell it, it's a mirage. And you can't do anything about a mirage because it's a nothingness. What do you do about the water on the road in the desert? Nothing. It's not there. Your eyes are fooling you, showing you something that isn't there. What do you do about this patient presenting itself to you? Nothing. It's made out of the same substance as that water. Your eyes are seeing what isn't there. So who do you treat? You treat yourself. You let go of that. You stop working on it. You don't have to work that hard. Now you turn within. Father, you take over this meditation. Reveal the immortal self. And stand still. You rest right there. And you have an inner experience. Consciousness opens up. You sense something. You sense an immortal eye. You sense it. You feel it. This is the immortality of all that is. And so you can rest and let it run its universe. God is the immortal substance of the universe, and anything that is not immortal is unreal. During the next month, while you are secretly and silently practicing reminding yourself that you are immortal, something wonderful is going to happen. An opportunity will arise for you to heal another individual. That person may come to you and say, "You are a student of spiritual healing, and I am in great pain. Will you help me?" When that individual comes to you, very much in distress, how are you going to meet this request? What will you try to accomplish? First, fear not. Fear is a denial of the presence of God. When you catch, well, God can never go away. God is there, not your patient. When you catch that, you find a great release. That's again another clue. When you have touched your own immortal self, which is the immortal self of your patient, it's the immortal self of all that is, when you touch that, you experience a release. It's a... You're released. It goes off your shoulders. No matter what you see or hear, only God is happening, and only God is present. It's truly a great release. Because only God is present, there are no mortals. Just as you are immortal, so is your patient. It makes no difference whether your patient is 90 years old or 5 years old. Stop fearing, stop worrying, stop doubting. Stop. Know the one truth. The person sitting in your room is immortal. Well, actually not the person, but the immortal self of them. Every person who ever comes to you is as immortal as you are. And when you know this, you will feel a great weight fall from your shoulders. When you accept the person's immortality, it'll be because you have accepted your immortality. You have received this vital information because you are now ready for it. Now apply it. Daily, build your consciousness by realizing that only immortal life is here on earth. Now he's going to give us some world work, and I'm going to change a few of the words. Every Saturday at 6 p.m. California time, that's 9 p.m. for me, let us set aside half an hour in which we join around the country and abroad to bring spiritual light to a world which needs all the light we can release. Today, the conflict seems to be bubbling over in Ukraine. So perhaps that's where we should start. Let us make peace in Ukraine the subject of our meditation, but let's change that to something else to make it possible to attain that peace. Let our theme be immortality in the Ukraine. And then we can use the spiritual wisdom, the new spiritual wisdom, that we have received today. Look past the headline events in Ukraine. Look past the bloodshed, past the tyranny, past the horror of a nation at war against itself. Instead, let us look at the reality. God is happening. Where the world sees genocide, where a brother dies from a brother's hand, we must ask, does God create a bloody Ukraine? Of course not. We are seeing a world illusion on the screen of the world mind. We are looking at mortals in turmoil, where mortals do not exist. Pick up your bed. Rise in consciousness. There is no mortal. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Immortal God everywhere is the only life, the only body, one immortal self. At peace forever, standing now behind the image of mortals at war. Right there, feel your own immortal body, because it's infinite. It's incorporeal, it's immortal. Right there, behind the images, you are. Accept the immortality of every resident of the Ukraine and Russia, whether he be a student, a soldier, or member of the government. Let the names and the forms fade away. The immortality of the Ukraine, the immortal Son of God, is now, today, this moment, the identity of all Russia, all of the Ukraine. Past, present, and future. Within you, feel my peace and watch the lie fade away. So now, let us drop the concept of being in a mortal form, governed by mortal law. As the eye of you recognizes the eye of the Ukraine, recognizes the one divine life of all nations, recognizes the one immortal self of all nations, and now you are a channel for the perfect immortal law of God. That realized oneness translates divine power into divine peace, harmony, and love. So, this is our job for the next few weeks. Every Saturday night, 9 o'clock my time, 6 o'clock in California. I think it's 8 or 9 in Hawaii. Wherever you are, we're going to sit down for a half an hour and we're going to realize that, yes, I see the pictures of what's taking place in Ukraine, but there's a reality behind these images. There's an immortal self, and I feel it in my meditation, and I know that it is everywhere, omnipresent. And so behind those images is the one immortal self. And then I'm going to be quiet until I feel it. Father, reveal the one immortal self. And I rest there. We'll do this every Saturday for a few weeks. I'll tell you when to stop, those that want to join. And it'll accomplish two things. One, it will bring to your spiritual discernment your own immortal self. Two, it will reveal that that immortal self you feel is omnipresent, and the other images should begin to fade. Okay, thank you for bringing this out, pulling this out. And just thank you very much.